Contained herein are the heresies of Radolf Burntwine, erstwhile monk-turned-traveling medical investigator. Join me as I uncover the blasphemous truth of a plague-ridden world, that ours is not a loving God, and we are not its favored children. The Heresies of Radolf Burntwine, coming January 2nd, wherever podcasts are available.
Observer Pictures presents Boom, a serial drama podcast, written and directed by Faith McQuinn. This is episode 7, Myra.
Probably get back to our room before it gets crazy.
Yeah, it was cool to meet all of you. Myra, I'll totally look you up, okay?
Yeah, for sure. Have a great night. Be safe.
You too.
Bye, everybody.
Bye.
Bye.
Well, that's just awesome. We rented a camping spot out back.
At least all the stuff's in the car still.
I guess we could just get a room.
With this crowd? No way there's anything left.
I have a cabin. I mean, we have a cabin.
No, we wouldn't want to.
Shut it, Myra.
Yeah, we got plenty of room. Might need to call Dax and give him a heads up, though.
Man, he won't care. You ladies can crash in my room.
Well, then.
I'm in.
Look at that face.
Relax, Luke. She's messing with you.
After getting settled in Luke's room, Allison, Myra, Luke, and Porter sit around the fireplace in the cabin's living room talking for hours.
Well, I don't know about anybody else, but that is it for me. I actually want to get an early start.
Night, Allie.
And Luke, thanks again for letting us stay.
Yeah, of course.
Don't stay up too late, Mai. I'll be dragging your ass out at 7 no matter what.
Yes, Mom.
Luke, are there any extra towels?
Yeah.
How long have you guys known each other?
Luke? Since we were 13. Dax a couple years after that.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Allie and I met in college.
Oh, yeah? That's cool.
At Miguel's, you were talking about Yellowstone?
Yeah. We, Dax, Luke, and, we all went our senior year of high school. It was an interesting trip. I was kind of afraid this one might be a repeat of that, and, I actually have to go to work on Monday, so that wouldn't be good.
Computers, right? For work?
Yep. I build and fix computers for businesses. 5 years now at Music City Computers. We make your computers sing. Yeah, I know. Did Luke get lost in there?
I'm sure Allie has something to do with that. She's not exactly subtle. So tell me more about fixing computers.
Yeah, I doubt you want to hear more about that.
Nobody wants to hear more about that. I can't believe he still does that shit job.
Jobs are only shitty if you hate them. Do you love what you do, Porter?
Actually, yeah.
How could you possibly enjoy sitting in a room staring at a computer screen for hours?
It's like a big puzzle. I'm not really into software or anything. I like the machine. Putting it together, taking it apart, making it better. I love that.
That's really cool.
I definitely love my job.
You own a store, right?
No, I manage it. Chuck's Bikes in West Nashville.
I still can't believe you guys are from Nashville. What are the odds? You'll have to come and hear me sing.
Oh, definitely. Where?
Right now, just open mic nights wherever I can.
I don't know how you do it. I couldn't get up in front of a bunch of people like that.
If you love what you do it, right?
I guess.
Doesn't mean I'm not scared to death when I do it, though. But if it was easy, it might not be as fun.
Oh, shit. Man, watch it.
Sorry.
No worries. Just a little beer. You okay?
Yeah. We had a friend who used to say something a lot like that. I'm gonna go to bed.
You sure you're all right?
Yeah. Have a good night.
You too. See you in the morning.
Night, man.
Are you sure he's good?
Yeah, he just gets freaked like that sometimes. So tell me more about your singing. He waits. Good, now I don't have to keep your food warm.
Morning to you, too. Where are,
Our guests. They're getting ready. Thanks, by the way.
Wow.
You said you were tired, man.
Oh, it was last minute.
A heads up still would have been nice. What if I was naked or something? What? It could happen.
Please, don't let it.
Do I get to know the joke?
Dax wants to be naked.
I do. That is not what I meant.
Okay. Good morning, Porter.
Morning.
How'd you sleep?
Yes, Porter, how did you sleep?
Is there still coffee?
Okay. I can take a hint. How long before breakfast?
Nearly done.
Great. I'm going to go out on the porch if anyone wants to join me.
How did you sleep?
Fine. I've been sleeping fine for months now.
I wasn't sure, you know, with it been a year and all.
I'm fine, Dax. Leave it alone.
Man, you said no shrinky shit all weekend.
I know. Sorry. I'm done. So, I learned from Allison that they're heading out for some climbing today. Are we joining them?
Yes.
A little eager, maybe?
Are you blind? Have you actually looked at Myra?
Well, buddy, hate to break it to you, but she might not...
You cooked? Oh, I'm starving.
Yeah? Help yourself.
Oh, Luke, you are an angel sent straight from heaven.
Ugh. I'll get Myra. Breakfast is ready.
Took you long enough.
What?
I've been trying to get a moment alone with you since we got here last night.
Oh, sorry?
It's okay. Ellie gets on me for being forward, but I think you're cute, fun to talk to, and I was hoping we could...
Wait, I don't know about this.
Oh, I thought...
Oh, no. I would definitely, but things are a little weird for me right now, and I'm sorry. This is not, I'm not being...
No, it's okay. I get it. Sometimes it's just not the right time.
Yeah, exactly.
You said breakfast was ready?
Yeah, and hurry up, because Luke gets grumpy if we don't eat it when it's hot.
Okay.
Despite mild protests from Porter, the guys join Allison and Myra for bouldering. Both women are seasoned climbers, something that quickly puts Dax and Porter on the ground as spectators. Luke, on the other hand, is completely enamored.
Thanks for the spot, Luke.
Found my new climbing partners. I'm done with y'all.
Gee, thanks.
You guys free solo?
Nope, and I never will.
No, but I'd be up for it. Is it still soloing when you're with someone else?
Why?
What, me? Oh, it's a little too intense for me. The challenge of scaling rocks is great, but anything over 10 feet and I'm going to need gear.
Oh.
I think it would be such a rush.
That's what Luke thinks, too.
Oh, yeah?
But it is dangerous. Free climbing can be a rush, too.
Now it's dangerous?
Well, maybe we could...
Do you free climb, Mara?
That's more Allison's speed.
Wow, really? Well, I think we should head back. I'm hungry. You ladies want to join us for one last meal before we pack up and head home?
Sure. Luke, you cooking?
Yeah, if you want me to.
Yes, Luke, she wants you to.
Thanks again, guys, for having us.
No problem.
Luke had a great time.
Don't forget to call when you plan your next climb. Luke, I am up for whatever.
Yeah, sure.
Bye, Dax.
Bye, Ellie.
You coming?
Just a minute. So, I'm doing open mic night at Cafe Coco next week. Can you guys make it?
Cool. Yeah, I'll be there.
Yeah, of course. I love to hear you sing.
I'll try.
Don't disappoint me, Porter.
Myra, let's go!
All right. Bye, guys. See you next week. Right, Porter?
Next week.
Awesome.
You do understand that Allie was into you, right?
Are you talking to me?
Yes.
I think he was a little distracted by someone else.
I'm gonna see if Myra wants
Luke,
to...
my man. Allie's right in front of you. Myra is definitely not looking your way.
She asked me out this morning at breakfast.
She asked you?
Yep.
And...
well, I said no.
What?
Guys, I'm just not, you know, looking to see anybody.
Bullshit. Who turns her down? Are you crazy?
Take it easy, man. If he's not ready, he's not ready.
Well, I definitely am. Do you mind?
You don't need my blessing. But seriously, you might want to check with Allie.
I don't know. I think Myra and I might have hit it off last night.
Okay. You try that out, all right?
Shut up. I'm gonna ask her out right after her thing at Cafe Coco. You'll see.
Luke, I don't know...
Everything's clear upstairs. Ready to hit the road?
Yeah.
It was a good weekend, right?
Yeah. Yeah. It actually was.
Join us again next week for another episode of Boom. This episode featured the voices of Garrett DeLosier as Porter, Ryan Irwin as Luke, Avalon Heron as Dax, Linda Paul as Myra, Courtney Holly as Allison, and me, Michael R. as the narrator. Production sound, Matthew L. Hankins. Assistant director, Amanda Lorraine. Sound design, Joshua Sui. Original music, Ryan Irwin. Editing, Faith McQuinn. Sound mixing, Joshua Sui. Production assistant, Delilah Ferrer. Casting, Courtney Edwards. If you enjoyed this episode, please subscribe and consider giving us a rating and review on Apple Podcasts. For more information on the show, including a full list of cast and crew, and where to find us on social media, please visit boom.observerpictures.com. Thank you for listening.
Hey there, this is Justin Bartha. I made a funny new podcast, King of the Egg Cream. It has the greatest cast in the history of podcasts with actors like Louis Black.
I'm torn by my feelings for two women.
Bobby Cannavale.
You can eat it, or if someone hits you, you can put it on your cut.
Melanie Lynskey.
I wonder what these marvelous things are that look just like boiled chicken feet.
Jason Ritter.
I can break things and pick locks and kill people.
Michael Stuhlbarg.
The whole point is to inspire people that they should make themselves better.
Ari Grainer.
No, don't whet its appetite. What are you, an idiot?
Me, Justin Bartha.
That's not just any egg cream, that's a Lemke's special.
And all narrated by the hilarious Richard Kind.
This is the story of Harry Dalowitz. And how he rose from nothing to become New York's King of the Egg Cream.
So if you like funny true stories, come listen to King of the Egg Cream, available wherever you get your podcasts.